Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're in the third decade of the 21st century, and we're doing that with our good friend, Dr. Faith Whittier. Faith, I need your website, please. How do we find you?
BlockchainFreshMD.com.
Say it again.
BlockchainFreshMD.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Speaking of blockchain, how do you see blockchain being one of the solutions to the digitization of medical records and helping doctors deal with all with as you say, the swimming in data? How's blockchain going to help?
So I see blockchain as an infrastructure, maybe some big shoes that will or big shoe solutions that we'll need to grow into. But I think getting back to our discussion on the data, as we begin to sort through the data, as we begin to extract bits and pieces of the data that patients can actually use, they're going to want to own their own medical records. They're going to want to own their data, and they're going to want to own it someplace securely and safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the striking things for me with the pandemic was just this being quite the use case of why you might want to own your medical records.
Why can't I carry it around? Why can't I carry it in my pocket in a USB drive, in a thumb drive? Why can't I do that? I don't have possession of my medical records. Why don't I have that?
I think one of the things that, you know, well, first of all, you might lose that USB drive, but
it's a metaphor.
I know. I think just having it, obviously, with the secured safely on the blockchain, you know, immutable information that cannot be changed. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's the whole notion behind blockchain technology.
I completely agree. This is a great example of how blockchain can be used, and one of the zillions of different ways that blockchain can be used, folks. And Korth, Faith, you've been helping us. You and others have been helping us understand the power of blockchain. I'm glad that you use the word immutability. Once it's on a blockchain, I mean, it's there, and you can't monkey around with it. So I want to quickly move before we run out of time and to get you to talk to us about telemedicine. I'm working on a broadband project, and a year ago I was having to explain to stakeholders, elected representatives, the power of teleworking, the importance of remote learning, and telemedicine. Today, after what we've gone through now in the last 6 months, I don't have to explain that anymore. Telemedicine should take off now, shouldn't it?
I think it will. I think that, you know, the pandemic brought a sudden ramp up of utilization of telemedicine by patients just for their own safety concerns, wanting to remain in their homes. Clinicians were able to kind of plug in because we had a lax in regulatory standards, if you will, momentarily. So it gave both sides sort of this comfort level. And I think when we're looking ahead, a lot of these companies are going to be having their employees still work from home. And when you think about telemedicine, patients are going to feel a lot more comfortable, I think, accessing their doctors in this way rather than what, you know, we did in the past.
Yeah.
It was a whole day of PTO to go out, sit in a waiting room, drive there. And now I can sort of access that same, you know, visit.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes from
it's,
my home.
It's going to, but telemedicine is exposing, and it will continue to expose, our poor broadband connectivity out to the last mile patient. And you know, it's going to be hard to get to have Ms. Jones put her hand on the screen to get her temperature and her blood pressure if there's a latency in the connection. That's just not going to work. Last thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I definitely think that we're going to have to ramp up on a lot of different ends.
That's the infrastructure project, isn't it? Broadband connectivity to the last mile. Not so much bridges and roads, but broadband connectivity to the last mile. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about the tech side of it, but definitely it makes sense. I mean, if that side of it is not shored up, then, you know, there is no visit. So
I need your website. I need your website one more time, Faith.
BlockchainFreshMC.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Faith, good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for inviting me. Have a great day.
The awesome Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.